If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Yeah. All right, listen, let's keep track of the apology tours. Not only Donald Trump, Ryan Lochte
has
apologized. You tweeted, everyone is back to saying we're Canadian this week. Thank you, Ryan Lochte.
Yeah, exactly.
Our new international embarrassment in addition to Donald Trump.
I can't even.
I cannot.
I can't.
We were so mad about him. You, I cannot even tell you.
You literally.
He and his colorist need to go to prison.
Thank you.
How you gonna look like a third-rate Caligula? Right. You know what I'm saying? Like Caligula's second cousin on the bad side of the family. You know what I'm saying? The part that's always in jail. You know, or like one of them Blade Runners, but a low model.
Yes, a really low model.
A cheap model.
And regarding Donald Trump's apology, Rick tweets, apology now. If your monkey goes a whole day without flinging feces, that doesn't count as proof of evolution.
That's true. It takes more than
a day.
That's
brilliant.
It's absolutely true.
That's brilliant.
We're still cleaning the poo from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's been a ridiculous week.
Right.
Every day there's something. We're like, really? Did that happen?
Did you appreciate the blacksplaining that was done on behalf
of
you guys tweeted, why is it when we don't want to vote for Republicans because we're blind slaves to Democrats, not because Republicans are racist?
No. I know.
I am so sick of white people explaining to white-splaining in general, but white Republicans telling black people that, well, if you're supporting Democrats, you haven't considered anything.
Yes. Right.
Really?
Yes.
Just the last 100 years.
Right. You are dumb if you don't get that Hillary is the bigot.
Yes. But I love
that was my favorite. We're going to take a stand against bigotry.
Right.
That day.
I love that you're going to go and talk about black people to white people.
Right. To an all-white area.
To an all-white. You're going, what?
You think at the same time you can say, law and order. And also, I'm reaching out to the black folk.
It's the most ridiculous thing in the world.
As fantastic comedians, graduates of Second City, where we're going home to Francie's hometown, Chicago.
Yeah. Sexyliberaltour.com.
September 10th, our next one up. Very exciting. Is this the sweaty pastor from the RNC?
Mm-hmm.
This is pro-Trump pastor Daryl Scott on CNN explaining to all y'alls, doing the blacksplaining. Here we go.
You know, the main reason blacks don't support Trump now is because they've been convinced that he's racist by his opposition.
Oh, no, wait. He'll explain why. Wait, okay. Yeah. Here we go.
The thing that kills is this.
Go ahead.
The thing that kills is this. Black people believe satire. Black people believe parody. I mean, I had a guy that I considered to be a very intelligent person send me a headline from a satire website that said Donald Trump plans on deporting all African Americans back to Africa, and he believed it.
I believe that's probably in the mix now that Stephen Bannon is
First of all, it isn't a far cry. He's already talked about doing that with Mexicans and Arab Americans, so I'm not so sure that that's really a far cry. But
it is hard. It's hard in general to tell the difference between an onion headline and the real one. That's been the whole point
election. Yes.
But I guess you get his point. Black people particularly easily do.
But this is what I don't understand. You get one parody, one person not understanding a parody account, and that means that all black people don't understand satire or parody.
Yes.
Frankly, we invented it.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, invented it. Because if you think one of those slave spirituals that we sang about Love and Master was true, you really don't get irony.
No, you really don't.
We invented that. That is our purview, Francis.
Absolutely.
I love the write-up of his speech, which, according to Rudy Giuliani, was the best speech ever given by a Republican. Ever. Bam, take that, Abraham Lincoln. Got your 4 score and your 7 years right here. While reportedly appealing to African Americans, Donald Trump on Tuesday delivered a speech that explains why polls show he's attracting an astonishingly minuscule 1%. That's the good poll.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of them are zero, but if he has getting one, good for him. Trump condescendingly insulted African Americans and played to the racial fears of the audience that was, overwhelmingly white. Trump has avoided appearing before any audience composed largely of blacks.
That's a really good idea.
Yes.
He had a thing with a guy when he was supposed to speak at the NAACP. Thing with a white guy at a white place.
Right.
Yeah. Trump essentially declared that having allowed themselves to be hoodwinked by Democrats, African Americans need a savior. Him. Mm-hmm. Him, of course. He also told his truly intended audience, fearful, resentful whites, that as a ultimate law and order candidate, he would not only tame crime, he would also stand against those he holds responsible for fomenting a war on cops. And then Rudy Giuliani said this was the best speech that anyone's ever given ever.
Well, you know what? And also, can we go back to the moment where, you know, just a couple of days before that, Trump was calling for people to go and watch polls in Pennsylvania
yes.
in
yes.
certain areas.
Yes.
Concerned citizens yes. should be out
sure. Second Amendment citizens.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe that it's been put out there that they have literally physically at his so-called events, rallies, kept black people out.
Yeah.
He has shouted to people in the audience to hit people, to go get those people, to not let them, you know, speak or whatever or be there. I don't know how you turn around and try to, you really think we're stupid.
I mean,
you don't know who.
You literally are going to pee on my head and tell me it's raining.
Thank you.
By the way, so no one wants a war on cops, but you know what? It might be helpful if they didn't do things like this. Baltimore has hired a neo-Nazi lawyer to defend the
yes.
police department.
Yep.
Yeah.
In a misconduct case, financial records appear to prove city attorney Glenn Keith Allen is deeply involved with neo-Nazi groups. In the lawsuit claiming officers fabricated evidence in order to send a black man to jail for a murder he didn't commit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that hurts.
They might want a little more extreme vetting of which attorney you hire.
Oh, I think they vetted.
Yes. and here's my thing. The man was paying dues for like 12 years.
Right.
It wasn't even like he just bought some Girl Scout cookies on, you know, on the side of the road
he didn't realize
what kind of organization he was dealing with.
It wasn't Samoas. Oh, these
right.
It was white nationalism.
Exactly.
Yeah.
These are little skinhead Girl Scouts. I didn't see.
I did not notice. I thought that was the Sierra Club.
Sorry.
I did not notice that clan.
Lois in St. Louis. Hello, Lois in St. Louis.
Hi, Stephanie. I came to see you in San Francisco. I don't know if you remember me.
Yes.
And I got to meet Frangelo, so I'm so excited about them being there right now when I'm calling.
Yay. I know, right?
Anyway, I was a 70-year-old that came by myself, so you sent me a tiger lady.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. Anyway, I don't know. I only saw the first half hour of the show, and then I had to leave, and I'm in the car. But I worked as a school psychologist in a special ed. And I didn't know if anybody explained to you what I think they mean by dysphagia.
Oh, no. What is it?
Well, aphasia is your inability to go in and just retrieve the word. And it usually will follow a concussion or some sort of a traumatic brain injury, a stroke.
Oh. Do you notice Hillary Clinton having any trouble putting words together?
Exactly. Well, aphasia, which is what I think she meant, but she used the wrong word. Mm.
So perhaps she has
all
it.
Your vocabulary is in like a Rolodex in your brain. Mm-hmm. And you have a traumatic brain injury of some sort, and those words get taken out of the Rolodex.
Right.
Then they get put back in, but they're in the different order.
Oh, in a different order. Okay.
That's a special.
It seems like common ailment of Trump spokespeople.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Is it like a virus? Can you catch it?
I don't know.
Because maybe they've been sharing bodily fluids and now they're all stupid.
She is Donald Trump's Katrina. Here she is, Katrina Pearson.
She has said that she doesn't have the strength or the stamina for a very long time. That part is nothing new. What's new are the other reports of the observations of Hillary Clinton's behavior and mannerisms, specifically with what you just showed in those previous clips, as well as her dysphagia, the fact that she's fallen. She has had a concussion.
There's no indication that she's fallen. Let's just step back.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. Have you seen Crisis is Our Brand?
Yes.
Our
brand is Crisis.
Our brand is Crisis. Yes, yes.
It's a Sandy Bullock movie, I love.
I love her, too.
I love me some Sandy Bullock.
She was not smiley enough for my taste in that movie.
No, but I loved her outfit. And the manicness is fun. Yeah. But it is exactly this election.
Yeah. It's exactly.
I mean, to the point where when you see where she gives the speech about Our Brand is Crisis, you're like terrified.
Yeah.
She's like, that's it. This is their strategy.
Right. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. And now they are turning it up to 11 with their new, mega racist Breitbart guy.
Yes.
He's even got a Holocaust denier now in his form.
That just rounds out the group.
Bragged about firing Jews. I was just like, yes, Jews are feeling left out. You haven't insulted Jews enough.
Oh, my
goodness.
That's
what I'm saying. You got to round that out.
Right.
I loved when they were talking about it on CNN, and the guy goes, these people are from... They study the dark arts. dark arts of politics.
Dude.
I was like, this is Voldemort. This is Harry Potter situation bad.
They make Joffrey seem like a very good king.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's a Game of Thrones.
That's Game of Thrones.
That's very funny. Did we mention where we're going next?
I think it might be Chicago.
Did we mention that? Your hometown? Did we mention that? We did?
The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour keeps rolling.
Yeah. 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Hit it.
Coming back to Chicago.
I'd like one ticket to Chicago.
Saturday, September 10th, Chicago Theater, to save you from this election.
I took the wrong week to quit drinking.
Join Stephanie Miller.
How you doing, Mama's home, baby?
And her friends.
Anyone?
John Fugelsang.
Ted Cruz is the Abraham Lincoln of Sarah Palin's.
They think he's a righteous dude.
And outrageous comedy duo, Frangela.
What are we going to do, pick up a party pack down at Bed Black and Beyond?
Chicago.
Don't miss a night of smart, funny, political, sexy liberal comedy.
Might be out of here.
Join your friends in Chicago.
You just pick out a little chickie, my friend, and it's hugging munch all the way to Chicago.
The Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, Chicago Theater, September 10th.
We're on a mission from God.
Yeah. Thank you, Rocky Mountain. Mike, very excited.
Yes.
Coming up. And by the way, Frangela will be filling in for us, not next week, right, Sean? The week after.
Yeah, you better be here next week.
Yeah, I'll be here next week. And then Frangela filling in. We're on vacation.
Yeah.
And then when we get back, September 10th, mm-hmm. Sexy Liberal coming
Ooh,
up. All
baby.
Right. Yeah. It's you, right? It's where you met at Second
yes.
City.
Yes.
It's Francis's hometown.
Yes. It's so much fun.
Angela's going to have a harrowing trip back to L.A. You know why? Because Frances is staying a few days.
So
she's got to fly just with me.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be good because it's going to give me more time to put you through some training.
She already sent me a thing. Here's how you get TSA pre.
I did.
So we don't have to vouch for you being our white lady.
Okay. Well, we don't want you to have to go through the lines.
It's really humiliating.
We always feel so bad.
I'm driving Miss Frangela. Can I go with them? I'm their emotional support person.
We should get you an orange vest.
Yes.
Maybe that's what we need.
Fantastic.